The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, as you know, it was a very long night. It looks like it's going to be a very long day with all eyes on Michigan and Pennsylvania, too. Joining us right now from ABC News, Mark Remillard. Mark, this is going to be quite a spectacular day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a slow day, most likely. The results from many of these battleground states, including here in Pennsylvania, are really starting to just trickle in. Nevada's Division of Election has tweeted they don't expect to begin updating again until noon Thursday. So, an entire day to go before we expect any new information out of Nevada. In Pennsylvania, little movement in the last few hours. It's been about 75% of the expected vote total has come in. President Trump still holding on to a lead of more than 600,000 votes. But there are an estimated 1.8 million ballots from major parties outstanding in this state. So you can see how that gap could significantly narrow, particularly if they're in very Democratic areas like Philadelphia, its suburbs, Allegheny County, and or Pittsburgh and its suburbs are. So this could tighten. But no doubt in Pennsylvania, Biden's got a long way to go.
This is not entirely unexpected, though, is it? We knew that there would be a lot of votes to be counted because of high voter turnout and, of course, a tremendous number of absentee ballots.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Pennsylvania is actually less than a lot of the country out there in terms of how many people voted early. I think statewide, some of those early exit polls yesterday were showing only about 35% of the state actually voted absentee or by mail, whereas, nationally, it was more like 64%. However, in those very Democratic strongholds, and this is where I think the daylight is for Biden and his campaign and their hopes rest, is that in these more Democratic strongholds like Philadelphia and some of the surrounding counties around it, Pittsburgh and some of those surrounding counties, the thinking is that the absentee vote was much higher there in those counties, and many of those votes are still outstanding because Pennsylvania, which was not unexpected, Pennsylvania did not begin processing those ballots until yesterday. And we also heard that eight counties in the state haven't even begun processing those absentee ballots. So this is, again, why it's going to take, expected until maybe Friday before we get a sense of how this state comes down. Also, let's not forget, too, that part of the issue here is that ballots are still coming in. They're legitimate ballots. They were postmarked by Election Day, but they still may be arriving. So, again, President Trump says people are still voting. That's not exactly accurate, but the ballots are still coming in.
It's interesting. I mean, obviously, they were anticipating a lot of absentee voting. Did they not have enough manpower to do the count? Was that what happened? I mean, why are their votes still sitting there waiting to be counted? They didn't have enough people?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's necessarily that. I mean, I talked to some election officials here who said that, the state did a lot of effort to try and up the staffing to begin processing those ballots. But the issue was, is Pennsylvania had no head start, unlike Arizona and Florida and other states like that, where there was a lot of absentee ballots. Those states began processing the ballots weeks ahead of time. So, you had people opening up the envelopes, flattening out the ballots, making sure they're ready to go in tabulation machines, verifying the signatures. That's a time-consuming process. That did not begin until Election Day here in Pennsylvania because the Republican state legislature in the state couldn't come to an agreement with the Democratic governor here. So it is interesting that you have the Republican state legislature in this state who has said that they did not want to allow any processing to begin till Election Day. But then you have President Trump who comes out on election night last night and says, stop the counting. So, which is it? Do you let them process ballots early or do you stop counting after Election Day? So I think herein lies some of the messaging issue.
All right. Strap in. Going to be a long day, maybe a long week. Mark, we appreciate your reporting. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.